Okofo.
The Administrator General of State Assets, David Yaro, has called for the amendment of the transition law to make the Administrator General an integral part of the process. This, he said, will help to make the process open to the incoming administration as to the number of state assets in the hands of individuals and the process to retrieve them. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the task force set up to retrieve state assets from individuals, Mr. Yaro said though he is not against the task force, the issue should not have raised any public outcry if the office of the administrator was adequately empowered to do its work.
Nobody for a long time took the Transition Act seriously. In fact, it was passed in 2012. Because of this, for a long time, the office didn't have any resources. One way that we can look at assets to do this is to physically look at them. I feel so sad when I look at the events leading to the establishment of the task force. Now, the essence of coming into force of the presidential transition law was because in 2001, we had a similar problem. 2009, we had a similar problem where governments changed hands. And so it was a matter of concern to parliament and all Ghanaians. So steps were put in place. IAEA and a lot of civil society organizations all came up, and eventually a bill was put to parliament and it metamorphosed into this law. So I thought that with this law now to assist us, these things shouldn't be happening. But of course, they're happening. The other issue I have with the task force, not that I'm against it, maybe the way they are going about things, but I think that it's okay because it looks like two contending parties argue. This man is saying that these things belong to government. This one is saying that no, they belong to my party. How are we going to resolve this issue? Now, with the task force, if they go through and they finally, their report indicts anybody, then it means somebody else did not do his work well as far as the handover notes were concerned, and so they got away with these things. Or if finally they found out that there's no truth in it, then they may say, well, we are sorry, we are misinformed. But otherwise, without this task force, how are we going to resolve the issue? Because we will continue, the blame game will be on and on. So that is the aspect where I don't have anything against the task force. But as it has been expressed over and over, maybe they have to look at, maybe not particularly the task force, but even other appointees, they should let them know how they should go about doing these things. If they are done in a refined manner, fine, there's no problem. But my stake is that fine, the task force should go on so that it will resolve this issue once and for all.
Mr. Yaro said government will adequately resource the Administrator General's office with the requisite human and technical resources and also create regional offices in all the 10 regions.
If my office were well resourced, I would be able to have an officer each in the regions. Living in the main office, I have just four officers who are on secondment. So how can I get officers in the regions? Yeah, so I'm trying even to move to the regions to negotiate if they would like the other planning officers or budget officers to be my representative. So that, as you know, government procurement goes on almost every day. And that's why in the wisdom of the framers of the law, the transition team is ad hoc. But my office is a permanent one until the next 4 years. So what data we have now, we have given to government, we're supposed to continue building the data so that in 2020, by the time a new government is coming in, we have improved on the data and then we hand it over again to the incoming government. So if I don't have officers at the region to give me this, it wouldn't happen. And if they and the regions are able to tell the population what the law is about and to assure them that we make sure that we have captured all government property, nobody at the region will see you and trying to seize your vehicle, because he knows that we have taken note of this and we have captured it as a government property.
A governance expert, Fred Awas, said the setting up of the task force is a duplication of the work of the Administrator General. He said it is time state institutions are allowed to function by adequately resourcing them.
I think it's an absolute duplication of roles or responsibilities, because when you talk about state assets, all state assets fall under some ministry, department, agency, or some specialized government institution. And all of these government or state institutions go through annual audits, meaning that audit for a lot of Ghanaians means financial audit. No, audits cover every aspect of what happens within a government institution, including how many cars you have, how many bungalows you have, how many pins you have, and whatever ever constitute the properties or belongings of what? The given organization. In that instance, we say we are in a civilized country. But in instances where we have all of these structures being in place, yet we have a government that is less than a quarter in office, running after people helter-skelter and then expecting that Ghanaians should keep quiet under the auspices of a newfound democracy. For me, I do not think that it is right. There are structures that have to do with state properties. There are structures that have to do with the retrieval and accountability of what? State properties. And the best that we can point at is Auditor General's office. Annually, they audit every state institution. There are no exceptions to that rule. So that if your institution falls short of one particular state property, then there are questions. Where is that car that was bought in this particular year? Where is that official resident that is meant to be for your chief executive officer? Because state properties are bought and assigned. They are just not bought for the sake of buying. When it is bought, it is assigned to a given individual so that it is used to work in the interest of the state. So that if you go through the audit document of any ministry, department or agency or specialized institution of the state, it is very clear that the car that was bought in the year 2000 is assigned the chief director or some other officer in the given organization. So for me, I think that it is an absolute duplication of authority. And if you are creating specialized agencies to do this, what does it mean? Are you going to pay them? Obviously, yes. From whose resources? The ordinary taxpayers' resources. So I do not think that it's the way to go. For me, I think that perhaps NPP is too much in a hurry to retrieve state properties. Whether that is right or not, it is not right in the procedures of governance. You need to go through, lay down rules and regulations. This the first incident that we had, there are procedures for handing over properties, and I think that those laid down rules and regulations that have been drafted by the crafters of our laws should be adhered to the latter.
Mr. Awa asked government to rethink the operations of the tax force and rather use existing institutions and processes to retrieve state assets in individual hands.
Ghana has laws, and we are a growing democracy, so we cannot go back into, permit my words, backward tendencies. I do think that the modus operandi has been wrong. I do not even support the formation of that committee. I think it's not necessary. To the office of the administrator general, for every organization, you need men, machines, you need money, you need materials, you need methods, milieu, that is the right environment. You can say the 7 M's, as the governors would always call it. So the man has been given a responsibility. He's the only man knew about Ghana, 10 regions of Ghana. You have just one man. Until January, he wasn't given a car. How does he go throughout the entire Ghana? And he's not even supposed to be going through the entirety of Ghana. He must have regional representatives who would report to him. Absolutely so. Our country must get more serious beyond these political colorations that has been associated with governance over the years. You don't create an office just because you want to please the international community that there is a structure that takes care of transitions. Yet, you do not empower that structure to do its work. In the entire transition process or period, he had to literally fight his way there. It is not right. Absolutely not right. His office must be equipped with the right skills, knowledge, and attitude and resources needed to be able to do the work of.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We discussed the setting up of a task force to retrieve state assets in individual hands.